This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 31, 2022. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mix of sunshine and clouds today, temperatures in the 80s across the region. The Lynn Fire Department responded to a house fire at 44 Allerton Street Tuesday night. According to the Lynn item, flames could be seen shooting through the roof. The fire displaced 8 residents. The extended stay hotel in Danvers on Route 1 may become apartments. According to the Salem News, the Residence Inn by Marriott could be converted into apartments as the hotel business model post-pandemic is outdated. Some of the apartments would be designated as affordable housing. The property is at 51 Newbury Street and sits near Costco, TGI Fridays, and Route 114. Marblehead police have made arrest in connection with a car break-in on Washington Street. A man and a woman from Revere were quickly arrested Sunday following a report of a car break on Sunday morning. The campaign for Essex County District Attorney is coming to an end with Tuesday's Democratic primary. Paul Tucker has had a busy summer on the campaign trail.
For me, Bill, I've been at this now a little over 8 months. I started the second week of January and been in all 34 cities and towns, made some great new friends all across the county, talking about issues, hearing what's important to people, and really kind of it's the best at retail politics, I think. It's meeting people where they are, sometimes in large groups, sometimes in small, but it's been great.
Tucker's opponent, James O'Shea, has also been holding numerous campaign events in Essex County.
Our campaign slogan of experience over politics is really catching on all over the county. We've had supporters come out for us in virtually all the events that I'm going to. Every time I speak, I have people come up to me and ask for my information and my website. Happened to me yesterday again in Newburyport. So we're really excited about the momentum that we've built. There's no question that we're taking on a machine in terms of political support on the other side. It's really our experience in the courts versus the political machine, but the experience is winning out, and we're seeing that more and more every day, so we're really excited about it.
The winner of the Democratic primary will not have a Republican challenger in November. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost to the Twins last night 10-5. The two teams play again tonight in Minnesota. The high school golf season is underway. Yesterday's winners included Danvers, Hamilton-Wenham, Marblehead, Beverly, and Winthrop. The Patriots continue to prepare for the 2022 season opener, September 11th at Miami. What's the big story at camp? Roster? Injuries? Or is it heat?
We certainly had a good opportunity to be in some warm weather this year. It's been, I'd say this has been a little bit warmer than usual training camp, and then time in Vegas. So we'll see. I think that's one of those things you don't really know until you get in and play in it. It's different to train in it than actually play. So, you know, we'll see. Part of that is dependent upon the health of the team, the depth of the team. And so we'll see how all that plays out.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today.